WTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, welcome back here to Humble on the HTRS Titans. Sacred Heart boys going to take on the Johnson Brock Eagles here in his next game. Sacred Heart's 14-5. Johnson Brock comes here 13-6 on the year. How they got here? Well, Johnson Brock came into this tournament as the number 5 seed. They took on Southern on Tuesday afternoon out of Odell and beat Southern 55-45. Sacred Heart, the number 1 seed, they dispatched Dylan Odell on Tuesday night at Odell by a final of 57-26. St. Arthur said now 14-5. Johnson Brock 13-6 on the year. The other half of the bracket has Lord Central Catholic at 11-5, taking on Tri-County 14-4 later tonight here at Humboldt. This will be our last broadcast from the tournament for today. Then we'll be back here on Saturday. Last week on Thursday, Johnson Brock traveled to Fall City to take on Sacred Heart, and the Irish got off to a fast start, 16-5 after one quarter. They were up 30-9 at halftime, and they doubled up the Eagles 48-24 at the end of three, and won at 66-39. I don't expect that's going to happen again. Sacred Heart was hot from the outside and the inside, and Johnson Brock, they pretty much could not score the first two quarters of that ballgame. They're a much better team, as that score would indicate, under head coach Lucas Dollinghouse. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back again here to Humboldt. Let's take a look at the starting lineup today for Johnson Brock, for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. 5'9" senior Caleb Fossenbarger is number 10 in the program, averaging 12.5 points, 3.1 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game on the year. Camden Dollinghouse is a 5'11" freshman, averaging 6.8 points, 2.7 rebounds per game, and he shoots 45% from behind the three-point line. Kate Davis is a 6'5" senior, 8.4 points and 4.9 rebounds per game on the year. Nick Perriott, 6'3" junior, averaging 8.3 points and nearly 5 rebounds a game for Johnson Brock. And the other starter, Ryan Bullen, a 5'11" senior. Ryan, averaging 3.2 points and 3.1 rebounds per game for the Irish. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, For Sacred Heart, the starters today, in this ball game, if I can find all the right sheets here. Sega Heart coming in here, 14-5 on the season. Their starting lineup will include 5'11" senior Jacob Jordan. Jordan, a 5'11" senior for the Irish. Also starting, Jake Freshel, a 5'11" senior. Evan Keepley is a 6'1" junior. Joe Simon, a 6'3" sophomore. And Brogan Nochtigal is a 6'3" senior. Your starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish in this boys' semifinal at the Pioneer Conference Tournament here in Humboldt today. I lost my stat sheet for the Irish here. I'm trying to find that here during the break. We'll take one more two-minute timeout and be back with a tip-off of our boys' game on KTNC.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriter requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Main Street Bank with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to roll. They're going to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand here in the ballgame. I knew I had my Sacred Heart stat sheet here somewhere. Jacob Jordan coming to the ballgame for the Irish, averaging 13.4 points per game for Sacred Heart this year, and is shooting 37.4% from behind the three-point line. He's made 40 on the year. Jake Freshel averaging 6.1 points per game on the season for the Irish. Evan Keefe is averaging 9.5 points per game and 3.8 rebounds per game. He shoots 36.8% from behind the three-point line. Joe Simon averaging 8.5 points per game for the Irish. He also is averaging 6.5 rebounds per contest to lead the team. Brogan Nochtigal averaging 9.8 points per game for Sacred Heart. He's a 35.5% three-point shooter. Nochtigal also averaging 5.6 rebounds per game on the season for Sacred Heart. So, should be a good matchup on paper. Johnson Brock, the visitors, are dressed in the red today. Sacred Heart, the home team in the white uniforms. And we're about ready to go here in this one. Jacob Jordan for the Irish now has made 110 three-pointers in his career for the Irish. And he has a chance to move in the top 30 scoring for the boys. He has 752 career points. Number 30 is 760 points. Here we go. Brogan Nochtigal for the Irish steps in against Nick Perriott for Johnson Brock, and Perriott sends it all the way to the backcourt, and Kate Davis trying to corral it, ends up stepping on the end line as he tried to save it in there to a teammate, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Irish. Maybe. Red ball. Why? I don't know what happened there, but at any rate, it's just, no, it's saying her ball. What? Oh, they're talking about the. Okay, I see what he had. It's going to be say her ball next because Johnson Brock actually won the tip. And now down the lane goes Freshall. The assist to Joe Simon and slashing through the lane is Jake Freshall for the first 2 points of the ball game. That's what the confusion was on the alternating possession. The next one will go to the Irish because Johnson Brock actually had control of the ball on the tip. All right, I understand now. Here, Jacob Jordan in, digging down, trying to get the ball away from Caleb Fossenberger. And there, the held ball will stay. No, it'll stay with Johnson Brock. They didn't get possession of it. All right, here's an inbound stolen by Jordan. Jacob Jordan, 2-on-1 all the way to the hole. Right side layup is good. And the Irish off to a quick 4-0 lead here. Off the floor with the basketball now comes Camden Dollinghouse. He'll hand the ball off there for Ryan Boyd. Back to Dollinghouse. Through the players on the defense. Over now, Davis has it. Left wing, hands off. And now with it, Bowling. Pass out, knocked loose. The race is on. Perriott wins the race, but he tried to save it. And it comes down to Sacred Hearts' Evan Keithley, who lays it up at the other end. So three quick turnover here by Johnson Brock finds the Eagles in a hole early. Perriott, as they run the weave out top, off the hands of Dollinghouse, gets it back, hands it to Fossenbarger, goes left to Perriott. Perriott dribbling across, back to Camden Dollinghouse, hands it to Fossenbarger beyond the arc on the left side. He'll hand it off, Dollinghouse for two, it's up, it's good. 15-footer on the left side, four, and it's 6-2. Sacred Heart with a lead. This is the first real possession the Irish have had. They've all been layups so far. Down to the front on the right side. Jordan with it against the zone. Left side, Keithley. Down to Simon. Back out top, Freshall. Over to Jordan. Fake the three. Gives the ball to Knockle at the free throw line. He draws a crowd. Back out to Jordan. 2 minutes gone by here. 6-2, Sacred Heart. Left side, Keithley. Down to Simon. Goes in. Out to Jordan. Three ball up. Three ball down. Jacob Jordan with a quick five to start it. It's 9-2. Sacred Heart, they're up by seven. So, to the front court, Caleb Fossenbarger with the ball off to Nick Perry and Nick to the free throw line. Over the right side to Ryan Boyd. Down the lane he goes. Left hand off the glass. No. Rebound. Simon ends up with it. Outlet is going to belong to Johnson Brock as the Eagles did not touch that outlet pass, apparently, and it will stay on the north end. Johnson Brock going left to right as we look at it here from the east side of the gym at Humboldt. Now to the front, Dollinghouse will weave off. Into the game is Sloan Pelican for Johnson Brock. He checked in on that last break. Pelican, a sophomore, gives the ball up now. Bowling down the middle, whips the ball to the left side. Dollinghouse and back to Perriott for three on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up by Simon. Simon to Jordan. Up the floor. Left side, Noctigal. Backs out with a dribble. Now it goes over. It's going to be back in the hands of Evan Keithley. He and Jordan play catch. Jordan on the right side, drives to the paint. Out to Freshall on the left side. Inside, Noctigal on the left block. Back to Jordan. Three ball up and on the rim, no. And the rebound, we've got a foul on the rebound on Sagan, hard to believe, on Noctigal. Brogan will pick up his first foul of the ball game, the first foul of the ball game, period. And it is Eagle ball. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse brings Leighton Behrens into the ball game now. Pelican with it, down the lane, he goes in, and a blocking foul on Noctigal. He's going to pick up two quick ones here. Knockle was given ground, and that led to a blocking call. And the free throw line is Sloan Pelican to shoot two. Pelican on the year, 79% free throw, and he missed that one. Knocked go out into the game, Sam Dunn for the Irish. Bossenberger back in for Davis for Johnson Brock here. Pelican gets the ball, ready to fire away again. Down 9-2 are his Eagles on the way up, and rattles around, won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Keithley. To Jordan on the left side against the zone. Skips it over to Dunn in the middle of Simon. Back outside, down low, Freshel. In the air he goes. Ball tipped away, recovered by Keithley. He'll get it to Jordan, back to Evan Keithley, and he fires for three from the top, and it's good. Evan Keithley with a quick five, and the Irish are up by 10, 12-2. Pelican to Dollinghouse. Three ball, in and out, no. Rebound grabbed up by Leighton Behrens. Now to Fossenbarger, off the left side to Pelican on the wing. Dribbles, tried to move in, all the way down. His pass knocked away, stolen by Simon. Simon with the steal, gets it away to Dunn, over to Jordan. Jacob Jordan in the paint, floats through the lane, up, no good. Simon the rebound, out to Keithley, three ball, right side, why not? When you got the hot hand, eight quick points for Evan Keithley, and the Irish are up by 13, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:24 to go in the first quarter. Sagars up 13 points, 15-2 here. Johnson Brock basketball. Caleb Fossenberger, the senior point, will bring it up the floor. To the paint, out on the left side, Nick Perry drives down, out to Pelican. Right side, back to Fossenberger, elevates for two, in and out, no. Rebound loose. Keithley had it, lost it. Jordan flying up the floor. Right hand scoops it up on the left side and good. Seven for Jordan, eight for Keithley. They've got 15 of the 17 for the Irish. In the lane we go the other way. Pelican for three from the right corner. Up and down. Sloan Pelican with the three-pointer. It's 17-5. And now the Irish up by 12. Dunn with it into the free throw circle, out to Freshel. Now to Jordan. Jacob out on the right sideline, work the ball around the zone. Freshel into Simon at the high post, out to Jordan. Back in to Simon, and up over the front edge. Joe Simon's got his first bucket, the assist to Jacob Jordan. 19-5, Sacred Heart up the floor. Fossenberger gives the ball off, and a steal picked clean by Freshel. It went over to Dunn or to Keithley, and Freshel runs it out, gets the layup at the other end, and it's now a 16-point lead for the Irish. Wow. That's just not what we expected. Fossenberger across the lane with the bounce pass, back out top to Pelican. Left side with it to Lane Buckmeyer, who checked in. Now Pelican, guarded by the Irish, man-to-man. Perriott driving on Keithley down the lane, off the right side, no. Keithley grabs up the rebound, and he'll bring it himself up the left side of the floor. Left side done, to Freshel, into Simon. He got double-teamed, and he got fouled. Foul will go on Leighton and Behrens. First foul on the Eagles. Simon comes out. In comes Derek Schwalm for the Irish, 6'6 senior. Freshel will check out, and Coach Doug Gould will bring James Freshel in, a 5'11 sophomore for the Irish. Inbounding to Keithley, short. Rebound ends up in the hands of Pelican. Now a long pass up the floor. Davis back in. Bumped. No whistle called. Shot short. Rebound to Jordan. Jacob Jordan up the floor to Sam Dunn, the junior. Dribbles to the baseline. Had it dribbled away from him. Stolen down there by Ryan Bowling. He'll give the ball across to the near side to Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer off the left side. Davis thought about a triple, didn't take it. He'll come back near side. Ryan Bowen, a back Fossenbarger triple up and down. Three-pointer for Caleb Fossenbarger, and it's now 21-8, the Irish lead. Keithley between the circles against the zone. Right side to Dunn. 46 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dunn over to Keithley. He draws two defenders on that wing. Now back out. Pass knocked away by Pelican. And the Irish will inbound right in front of the Johnson Brock bench. Camden Dollinghouse back in for the Eagles. Sayer brings Simon and Freshel back in here on the offensive end with 36 seconds to go. Bringing it to Jordan. Left side, Dunn. Back to Jacob Jordan. Over the right side, Freshel. Back to Jordan. Senior point guard off the right side to Freshel. They play catch out top. Back to Freshel again. Back to Jordan. 19 on the clock. Stands in the floor between the circles. Passes off. Gets it right back. Now over to Freshel. Right back to Jordan. 10 on the clock. And Freshel dropped the ball. Able to save it. In the middle of the Dunn. The Irish blew the opportunity. Up for Fossenbarger. Knocked away. And that will end the first quarter in a scramble. Sacred Heart 21. Johnson Brock 8. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppy Realty and Farm Management.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
21-8, Sacred Heart with the lead after one quarter here. The Irish made three triples in that first quarter. Johnson Brock made a couple. Irish basketball to start quarter number two. They go right to left. Doug Goltz has a starting lineup back in there. Brogan Knockle with two fouls for the Irish. Starting lineup also in for Johnson Brock here. Jordan can't find anywhere to go. If he's going to fire a three, it's up. It's no good. Fossenbarger, the rebound. Simon and Noctigal have him trapped on the sideline. And a timeout call to save the possession. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
7:42 to go in the first half. The Irish up 21-8 after the timeout. Johnson Brock to Kate Davis. Right side to Fossenbarger. Round defender. Floats it up on the right block. It's good. Fossenbarger with five in the game. It's 21-10. Freshel to Jordan out top. Back to Nautical. Left side, Keithley. Had the hot hand early. Knockle thought about a three, didn't. Back to Freshel on the left side. Jake working to the middle. Inside Knockle, trying to go shoot it before he came down. But he came down and he draws a foul on the Eagles on Ryan Bowling. Ryan picks up his first of the game. Team foul number two on Johnson Brock. Free throw up, free throw good for Brogan Knockle. He'll get another one here. Senior gets set. fires. It's up. It's good again. 23-10, Sagan Heart. The Irish up by 13. The biggest lead was 16 in the first quarter. Now with it, Bowling in the front to Davis. Off he goes to Camden Dollinghouse. Fossenbarger. High post with the ball to Bowling. Back to Fossenbarger for two on the rim. No. Jordan the rebound for the Irish. He'll come up the floor with it. Pass it underhanded to Simon. And as he turned it across, he lost it. Got it back. Keithley to Jordan. Fake the three. Back out top to Evan Keithley. And out of Jordan again as the Irish will reset the offense. Keithley, left side wing, three-pointer. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. 11 points for Evan Keithley now. The lead is again 16 for Sagan Heart. To the front court. Fossenbarger with it. Off to Davis. Davis with the basketball. Dribbles once. Cross court to Bowling. Bowling puts his head down around Jordan to Davis. Back out to Perriott. Nick will hold it for the Eagles. Moves to the right, off to Dollinghouse, between the circles with the dribble to the left side for Ryan Bowling. Free throw line jumper, Fossenbarger, no. Rebound to Keithley, had it. Held ball, will stay with Johnson Brock. One of the Eagles, I believe that was Dollinghouse, got in there and got a hand on it, forcing the held ball in alternating possession. Johnson Brock gets it, Fossenbarger to trigger, baseline to Davis. Three ball, short, knocked to goal, brings it down for Sacred Heart. Jordan up the floor to Keithley, bounces it into Simon, left side, up strong, bumped by Davis, no, got his own rebound, now it's loose. Johnson Brock touched last by Ryan Bowling. So the ball taking some interesting hops around the area here. Jordan will trigger from the baseline for Sagan Heart, out top, he gets it right back on the left wing and back to Keithley. Jordan thought about a long one, didn't take the defense, jumped out. He'll go into Freshel, back to Jordan. He'll drive to the paint underneath to Simon, and Joe can't hang on to it. Ball finds his way back out on the right baseline to Jacob Jordan for Sagan Heart. Freshel with it, back to Jordan for the senior Jake Freshel down the lane, high arcing over the front edge, up and good. Freshel's got six. And the lead now is 18 for Sacred Heart. Up the floor come the Eagles. Davis to Dollinghouse. Back to Davis. Right side to Ryan Bowling. Ryan will hand it off to Nick Perriott. Now it's going to be in the hands of Fossenbarger. Back to Perriott for three. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Sacred Heart's Freshel. Freshel quickly to the front on the right side to the free throw area. Had it knocked loose. Jordan picks it up. Out to Knott to go for three. On the rim, no. Rebound, scramble around. Knott to go, ends up with it, and with a layup. And it's now 30-10. The Irish lead by 20. Timeout, Johnson Brock. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
30-10, Sagan Heart with the lead here with 4:30 to go in the second quarter. Sagan Heart, right now, they are winning this game just on quickness. And Johnson Brock is in no way a slow team or a non-quick team, but Sagan Heart is just winning every race to the ball, quick hands, quick feet. And they're shooting pretty well. To the front court, Fossenbarger. Off he goes with a pass now to Leighton Barron to check back in. Down the floor, stolen by Simon. And Jordan to Freshel. In the paint, left side, foul as he elevates for the shot. The senior will go to the free throw line. Foul will be called on Camden Dollinghouse. Camden's first one. Team foul number 3 on the Eagles. Freshel at the line, gets set, fires it up, and got it. Freshel with 7 points here in the game so far. He's got 7, Jordan's got 7, 11 for Evan Keithley. Free throw up, good again. Sagan Hart, 4 for 4 at the line, up now by 22. To the front, Dollinghouse. To Perry, fakes the handoff, keeps it, dribbles around, across the baseline with the pass to Behrens. Back out top, 3-pointer up, no good by Elaine Buckmeyer. Rebound off to Simon. Ahead to Keithley, now to Freshel. Back over to Keithley on the left wing. Heaven inside to knock the goal, double teamed. Back it goes to Keithley, he's wide open. He's going to fire it, and he hits it again. 14 for Evan Keithley. That is his 4th three-pointer here in this first half. The Irish are up by 25. To the other end, Perriott. The Dollinghouse down the lane, knocked away by Freshel, picked up by Nockigal, back to Freshel, through the middle to Simon, stripped to the ball as he was going up for the layup. And a foul will be called on Johnson Brock on Nick Perriott, his first, team foul number 4. The Eagles bring back in Sloan Pelican, and also checking in for Johnson Brock here. Where did he go? I lost him. Lane Buckmeyer was already in there. There he is. Jalen Behrens back in. Bring it in to Derek Schwall, who checked in for the Irish. They'll get it back out to to Keithley. His three-pointer is off the mark. Stop the presses. Break in to the programming because a miss by Evan Keithley today right there. There have not been very many of those. 35-10, Sacred Heart. 3:11 to go here in the first half. Up the floor, Fossenbarger with it. Off the right side, he goes to Bowling. Johnson Brock is 13-6. They're not a bad basketball team at all. They're a good team. Off the right side, a floater down the lane. Up no good by Behrens. Got it back, shoots it. No, but a foul on the Irish. That foul is going to go on Derek Schwong. His first, that's only the 13th foul on the Irish. Leighton Behrens, a 5'11 sophomore, will go to the line for the Eagles here. Free throw up, off the mark, no good. The Eagles now 0 for 3 in the game at the free throw stripe. One more coming here, it's on the way up, and good. Behrens 1 out of 2, and it's 35-11. To the front, Dunn into the game for the Irish, down to Keithley. Into Simon on the left block, spins all the way around. Pelican knocked loose, out to Keithley. To the top to Freshel, down the lane. Passes it off to Simon, and Simon and Pelican and Fossenbarger and Freshel all got tangled up, and the ball's out of bounds off the Irish underneath the bucket. 2:35, and the clock winding here in the second quarter. Give the ball on the right side to Fossenbarger. Back to the top to Jalen Behrens. Fossenbarger in the free throw circle, passes off to Pelican. Sloan looking around, nowhere to go. He'll get the ball away to the right side for Behrens again. And underneath, Freshel with the takeaway for the Irish. He's flying up the floor. Bounce pass ahead to Simon, but into a triple team. Getting it out of there ahead to Pelican, and a layup at the other end is up and good. That was not the best place to try to give Joe Simon the basketball when he's got 3 red jersey defenders around him. One of the rare mistakes for the Irish on the offensive end here in the first half. They're up 35-13. With it, done down the lane, tried to drop it off to Freshel. It's out of bounds. Touched last by Ryan Bowling of Johnson Brock. Sagan Hart will bring Jacob Jordan and Knock go back into the game here. Camden Dollinghouse back to the Irish. Inbound to Keithley. Three-pointer from the top, no good. Rebound, Knockville had it, knocked away. They say it's off the Irish, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. Nick Perry will bring it up the floor with a minute 39 to go in the first half. He's going to fire a tray from the top, no. Rebound to Knockville. Knockville out of there to Jordan ahead. To Keithley, back to Jordan. Jacob Jordan back to Keithley on the left side. He'll drive baseline. Slapped away from behind. Nice hands by Ryan Bowling for Johnson Brock. Up the floor comes Lane Buckmeyer. Back to Bowen. He's going to take on Simon and also, or as I Simon, that was Shawong and Noctigal, and the foul will go on Derek Shawong, his second. He said, "Where are the two biggest players on the floor? I'm going to go between them." Second foul on Shawong. He'll check out. Simon back in with a minute 15 to go in the half. Pelican with it. Gives the ball off to Nick Perriott. Now left side, Lane Buckmeyer. Perriott outside near the midcourt circle. Pelican dribbles to the left side. Gets it back, and he fires a long three. Ball nearly stuck between the backboard and the rim. And it comes down. And it literally was stuck for just a millisecond. Came down, throwing everybody off, and it rolls off the arm of Noctigal out of bounds. No fault to be had there. And now we've got Ryan Bowling with blood on him somewhere. Well, he's got to come out of the ballgame, get that taken care of. Freshel back in for the Irish. Bossenberger back in for Johnson Brock. 52 seconds to go in the first half. Up the floor with it. Perriott out. Ooh, one to pass. Didn't get called for traveling. Defense covered up the man he wanted to throw it to, and it will be Irish basketball. 45 seconds to go. Now, it looks to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but it looks like Doug Goltz is going less often with trying to run a minute or so off the clock for a last shot. Here's a three ball by Dunn. Short, Simon the rebound. He can't get it. Tips it out. It went to Fossenbarger, and Joe Simon ended up basically unintentionally clotheslining Fossenbarger. Joe picks up his first foul of the ball game. Caleb bounces right back up. He's okay. 35-13, the Irish lead. And now Pelican to Fossenbarger down the lane. Tried to dump it off underneath for Camden Dollinghouse. They misfired, and the Irish get the ball back. 17 seconds to go here in the first half. Jordan up the floor. Spins away from one defender. 10 on the clock. 9.9. Knocked to go off to Freshel. There he goes, now back out to Noctigal. Noctigal driving the paint, elevates, shoots, missed it. And that will end the first half. Sacred Heart leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 35-13 at halftime. The Irish with the lead. Back after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? KC Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see KC Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
In the first half of our ball game today, Falls City Sacred Heart has led by as many as 25 points in this game. Irish jumped out to a 21-8 lead in the first quarter and outscored Johns Brock 14-5 in the second period. Evan Keighley had 14 points in the first half for the Irish, including 4 3-pointers. 7 for Jacob Jordan, all in the first quarter. 8 for Jake Freshel. 4 for Brogan Nockel, and 2 points for Joe Simon. The Irish were 4 for 4 at the free throw line. For Johnson Brock, Sloan Pelican has 5 points off the bench. 5 for Caleb Fossenbarger, 2 for Camden Dollyhouse, and 1 for Leighton Behrens. The Eagles are just 1 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half of today's ball game. Sagart leading 35-13 here at halftime. Earlier today in our girls' game, Sagart girls advanced the championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. They knocked off Del Rodel 60-41 was the final in that one. 60-41, the Irish win by 19. At one point in that game, they had a 37-point advantage in that contest today. So here we go, 35-13. Sagart with a lead in the boys' game at halftime. The girls play for the championship coming up on Saturday at the Pioneer Conference Tournament. For the Irish girls, they will play that game at 6 o'clock here at Humboldt on Saturday against either Lord Central Catholic or the squad from Lewiston. Championship boys game will be at 7:30 Saturday night. Either Sagart or Johns Brock take on Lord Central Catholic or Tri-County. Tri-County, the 2-seed, Lord Central Catholic, the 3-seed. We'll bring you also the boys' third-place game on Saturday in that tournament. That'll be a 4:30 game, so we'll have 4:30, 6, and 7:30 for sure on Saturday from the Pioneer Conference tournament. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, check for the weather, and be back here with the second-half action coming up on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays.
And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm Andy Faliber. We have partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight as overnight lows drop to 2 degrees. We have northwest winds, light around 5. Beautiful sunshine for Friday. Temperatures warmer. We'll be in the mid-30s with a west wind, gusting up to 25. Friday night, clear skies. 12 degrees for your low. Saturday, mainly sunny skies. We warm into the low 40s. And south winds, 10 to 20, gusting around 30. For Saturday night, clear skies, 21 for your low. Breezy southwest winds. Sunday, plenty of sunshine. We're at 42 degrees for your high. Breezy northwesterly winds. Monday, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will be warming to around 40 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, 21 degrees.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marlin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final second of our halftime running down here at Humboldt, home of the HGRS Titans tonight. Sayhart boys with a 35-13 lead over Johnson Brock in this Pioneer Conference semifinal round matchup here. Sayhart girls already advanced to the title game coming up Saturday evening. Boys trying to do the same. Johnson Brock trying to stop that and getting that title game themselves. This is AM 1230 KTNC Falls City and Humboldt. 35-13, all of our games on the World Wide Web as well. MSCSports.net. Hit the listen live button. It'll drop down all of our radio stations and hit KTNC. Later tonight, over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3, you can listen to Auburn take on Johnson County Central in the East Central Nebraska Conference semis up at Freeman tonight. That's coming up later. Randy Gattula will have that action for you. Sayhart Bowman starts the second half. Freshel to the middle to Keithley for three. It's off short, no good. Rebound to Nick Perriott. Perriott outlet, Barons. And up the floor we go, that's Fossenbarger. Now over to Perriott again. 22-point hole for Johnson Brock to climb out of here. Fossenbarger with it to Perriott, now to Davis. Cade looks around, off the side. Fossenbarger, pass tipped, he gets it back, pushes it over to Perriott. Perriott to Fossenbarger, right side, dribbles in. Double team, knocked loose, and a reach-in foul trying to get it back. Caleb Fossenbarger called for his first foul of the ball game in the first of the half on Johnson Brock. So to the front we go. Jacob Jordan with it. Off to Freshel. Down the lane. Spins in and he shoots it over Kate Davis and puts it in. Freshel in double figured with 10. And again, it's a 24-point lead for the Irish. At the other end now, Ryan Bowling with it to Davis, to Dollinghouse, and off to Fossenbarger. Freshel coming around from the back, tried to slap it away and got a little bit of the wrist or more. His first foul, team foul one and a half on the Irish. Fossenbarger up the floor with it to Bowling, left side. Back to Dollinghouse, swinging over to Davis for three from the right side. On the iron, it won't go. Jordan tips it to Keithley. Keithley will spin it around and give it to Jake Freshel up the right side for the senior. Back and into the paint, back to Jordan. Johnson Brock playing man-to-man defense now. Over to the left side to Keithley. Evan, dribble drive, pulls up, six-footer, left side, good on the baseline. 16 for Keithley, and the Irish have their biggest lead of the game at 26 points. Here's a steal by Jacob Jordan up the floor. Two on three, stripped from behind by Ryan Bowling. Good hustle back there by Ryan. Ball rolls out of bounds on the inline. Fossenbarger and Perry have come out. Sloan Pelican in for Johnson Brock. Also in there, Lane Buckmeyer. Inbound to Simon. He'll push it out to Keithley. Missed from three. Knocked to go the rebound. Makes a move, and his little jump hook won't go. Rolls across the flat iron. Johnson Brock basketball. Pelican moves in, bounces it back in the paint, and knocked to go block the shot of Bowling. Coming down with it will be Jordan. Lost control of it. He needs help. Gets it away to Keithley. Wide open three-point shot is up, it's down. The young man on fire, 19 for Keithley. 1, 2, 3, 4, that's his fifth three-pointer of the night. The Irish are up 42-13. And now back, Davis with it. Now in the middle, Keithley takes the ball away from Buckmeyer. Off the floor, Keithley to Simon on the left baseline. Back to Keithley. He's going to shoot it again. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. Holy cow. 22 for Evan Keithley. He has got the range today. 45-13. The Irish up by 32 now. Back on the other side with the basketball. Ryan Bowling to Davis to the top to Pelican. Six triples now for Keithley. Pelican for three, left side, on the rim, no, rebound brought down by Freshel. Freshel coming up the floor, stops at the free throw line, leaves it for Noctigal. He's going to take a three, that'll be Jordan, up, no good, kept alive by Keithley. Out to Noctigal, tipped away, and now it will be Johnson Brock ball. After the turnover, here we come the other way. Back and in, kicking it out, three ball up, and no good by Buckmeyer. Rebound, Keithley kept it alive, picked up by Noctigal. Fired ahead to Simon. Into the paint, off to Jordan, left side. He floats in, and the ball blocked away by Buckmeyer. Fossenbarger back in, along with Leighton Behrens for Johnson Brock. Timeout called by the Irish. Up 45-13, halfway through the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Main Street Bank with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
45-13, Sagan Hart with a big advantage here. 3:59 to go in the third quarter. Leading Johnson Brock in this Pioneer Conference semifinal round game. Jordan inbounding from the baseline. Bounce pass into Noctigal. Goes up. Contact and a foul. Simon hit the foul on the rebound, but the foul with Noctigal took the shot. Foul will go on Leighton Behrens, his second. Team foul number two of the half. Knocked at the line, 2 for 2 on the day, and now 3 for 3 as that one rattles home. He's got 5 points. Knocked gets ready, fires, and in and out won't go. Rebound picked up by Dollinghouse. Camden up the floor for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Passes off, gets it right back. He'll fire a long one on the rim, no. Rebound knocked. Go had it knocked loose. Scramble for it. Pelican gives it to Fossenbarger. The scoop won't go. And the rebound finally controlled by Freshel for the Irish. Ahead to Jacob Jordan up the floor. Fires it to Simon. Underneath the bucket. Back out to Freshel. In the paint. Around the horn now. Jordan with it. He goes down the lane. In traffic. Puts it up. Asks the referee. Said, do you think maybe I got fouled there? And the referee said, I don't think so. Now the Irish are now up 48-13 by 35. Pelican with it, hands the ball off to Buckmeyer. Back to Dollinghouse, and now over the left side, three ball up, no good by Buckmeyer. Rebound comes across all the way out to the sideline, where it's picked up there by Pelican. And now inside to Pelican, he is in the trees with the Irish. Simon going to get called here for the reach-in foul, I would imagine. That'll be Joe's second. Team foul number two of the half on Sacred Heart. Sam Dunn will come in. Also back in, Derek Shawong for the Irish. Nocta will sit, and Jordan will sit at the 2:55 mark. Bring the ball in from the baseline to Behrens. Skip it across, and now back in the middle, driving up. With it will be Jalen Behrens. Now to Pelican. Over the right side to Kaysen Dollinghouse to check in. His pass stolen away. Steal by Freshel. Runs it out of the other end with the right hand. Up and good. Freshel's got a dozen. And the Irish are up by 37. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. With the ball front court now. Jalen Behrens with it underneath. Wide open layup. Good by Leighton Behrens. He's got his first field goal of the game. 50-15, the Irish with the lead. With the front court now, Keithley inside to Simon. Takes over to the corner and done for three. No. Rebound out of bounds off the hand of Jalen Behrens for Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart bringing in now Jack Stice, a 6'1 sophomore, as well as Zach Keithley, a 6'6 junior, a senior for Sacred Heart. Bringing the ball in to Stice. Cross court, Keithley to Dunn, back to Keithley with 2 minutes to go. Here's Dunn for three, short off the iron, rebound to Pelican. Pelican up the floor now to the free throw line, cut off. His pass over to Fossenbart, got loose. Caleb picks it up. Leaves the ball back now, and it's Pelican with it. Fossenbarger in the middle against the man-to-man. Scooped the ball down low, driving into the paint, tipped around. Dunn ends up with it, tipped away by Shawong, and here come the Irish with a minute and a half to go in the third. Stice inside to Keithley. That's Zach, and back out to Stice for three. It's up, it's good. Jack Stice with the triple, and the Irish are up 53-15, a 38-point advantage. Pelican up the floor for Johnson Brock to Fossenbarger. Down on the right side with it, Jalen Behrens. Passes to Fossenbarger again. His ball knocked loose and by Sam Dunn. Behrens couldn't get to it, and the ball skids out of bounds with 62 seconds to go in the third. Keithley comes out for the Irish. He'll be replaced in the lineup by James Freshel, 5'11 sophomore. The Irish starters are all on the bench now with a minute one to go here in the third. Most of them have been out here for a while. Zach Keithley with it. Pulls it. Gives the ball now to Derek Shawong. He'll take the ball left side to Stice. To the top with it. Going to beat James Freshel. Keithley with it. That's Zach. Looking to go back door. Can't. 41 seconds to go. Dunn. Inside Keithley. Off the glass. Got her to go. Zach Keithley with a two-pointer puts the Irish up by 40, and I think we just hit the running clock. Pelican at the other end for Johnson Brock. Back out top he goes. Gets it back. Thought about it. Didn't take it. He'll get the ball to Jalen Behrens down the floor. And now a shot, but a foul before the shot on the Irish. We've got the running clock with a 40-point lead here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock will inbound. It's their ball. Over at Gibson, a double dribble, no whistle. Here's Jalen Behrens up and good before the buzzer. And after three, it's Sacred Heart 55 and Johnson Brock 17. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, Johnson Brock basketball to start quarter number four here at Humboldt today. 55-17. The Irish went up by 40. Doug Golds puts his starting lineup back in there to get a little playing time here. They'll have tomorrow off. We'll play Saturday. Fossenbarger for three, short, no good. Rebound to Jake Fresh. He's had a pretty good day all the way around. Rebounding, playing defense, and he scored in double figures. Nocturnal inside to Simon on the left block. Spins around, spins again. One-hander up, won't go. And he tips it out of bounds. And the clock will continue to run. In Nebraska, anytime in the second half, team gets a 40-point lead. Even if it gets back below 40, the clock will continue to run. Out top of the basketball now, Nick Perriott with it. Perriott, over it goes. Barron's in the left corner, three ball up, and no on the second off for Camden Dollinghouse. Rebound to Simon, ahead to Jordan. Ahead, it goes to Freshel, and he goes across the lane. Two more for Evan Keithley. He's got 24 in the game. Six of those are three-pointers today, and the lead again is 40 for Sacred Heart. Lucas Dollinghouse looking around, just no answer. I talked before the game. He said, I hope we give you a better show than a week ago. And I said, I'm sure you will. And this is just surprising as all get out. Freshel for three, up off the rim, no good. Rebound to Davis. Five new Johnson Brock players and five new Sacred Heart players will come in on the next break in the action here. Now, shot up for three by Fossenbarger, won't go. Simon with the rebound for the Irish. Ahead to Jacob Jordan. He takes it to the wing. Nocturnal with it. Jordan ends up on the floor. Now gets going. It's kind of rough. Nocturnal for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound Perriott at the 5:50 mark. To the front. Perriott ahead. Dollinghouse, a one-handed runner up. No good. Rebound. Nocturnal. He'll give it to Freshel. And Jake will come up the floor ahead to Jordan, contact, no whistle, bounce pass into Simon, back out, knock the left side for Keithley, oh my, yes again, 27, I know that's a career high, and 7 3-pointers on the day for Evan Keithley, oh my, timeout, 10 new players entering the ballgame, we're not even going to go to the benches, they're just going to put in 10 new players and go at 5:25 to go in this ballgame. At the other end, off the right side, Pelican with it. 60-17 when we took all the starters away for both teams in this one. Pelican with it on the right side, dribbles in. Back to the top he goes now to Kaysen Dollinghouse, along with the twin freshman. Here's a running one-in and floater up and good for Jalen Behrens. And it's 60-19. Dunn to the front, gives the ball to Derek Shawong. Derek down in the corner with the basketball now to James Freshel. Freshel back to the top, handling the ball. Jack Stice off the left side. Zach Keithley, 6'6 senior, holds it out there, says take it away if you can. Now to Dunn. Now the ball goes again to Freshel. Back and in, leaves it back to the top to Shawong. Derek looking back out to Keithley. And now back to the middle. Jack Stice, left side. Freshel thought about it, didn't bounce pass into Shawong, and he brought it down around his waist, and that left the Eagles get in there and scrap at it, and they take it away. At the other end, Kaysen Dollinghouse thought about it, didn't. He'll get it out top to Jalen Behrens. To Pelican on the left side. Now it goes to Behrens. And a ball taken away, stolen by Jack Stice. All the way in, off balance, up, no. This follow by Shawong was good, but a foul on the shot is going to put Jack Stice at the free throw line to shoot two. Again, that running clock during the free throws, Clock continues to move. Free throw up. Good for Jack Stice. He's got 4 points in the ball game now. And off the mark, no good. Rebound, Leighton Barron. Here come the Eagles to the front on the right side. Down in the right corner with the basketball. Out top, Sloan Pelican drives in. Up off the glass with the right hand. Good. 7 now for Sloan Pelican, the sophomore for the Eagles. Schwong with it. Looks underneath. Intended for Dunn. Tipped away. Knocked away by Jalen Behrens. He'll come on the floor. Rather, that was Lane Buckmeyer. Now down the lane. Out to Jalen Behrens now for 2. No. Rebound tipped around, and Zach Keefley comes down for the Irish with the basketball. Sam Dunn up the floor. Stops, leaves it back for Stice. He'll dribble around near the midcourt circle. Pick up his dribble off to Freshel. James Freshel backing up. Gives the ball to Derek Schwong. More players coming in for Johnson Brock on the next break. I don't think the Irish have anybody left to come into the ball game. And now keep moving the ball around with it. And we have, oh yeah, they do, I'm sorry. Riley Nelson coming in for Sagahart. Also in there, oh, the Irish put some new players on the roster here. I don't have in my book. I mean, your program. So now, Johnson Brock, Zach Hawley with the basketball. Inside to Dalton Knippelmeyer. He passes the ball away to Chase Sagahart. Sagahart rebound by Carson Sells. Now Sells fake the shot. Back out top to Stice. He'll take the ball over to the left side to Riley Nelson, 6 foot junior. Nelson inside. Ball to Stice. And also in the mix there, we don't have a 41 listed. Oh, I'm on the wrong side. John Krause is 41 for the Irish. So we'll have to add them into our score sheets here. Clock down to the final minute of this ball game. The Irish have the ball, dribbling around. Still dribbling, right side, inside the ball goes. Krause moves in, goes cross lane to Nelson, back out to Sell, or to, excuse me, to Carson Sells again. In the middle will be James Freshel with 39 seconds to go to Stice. Down the lane, off the glass, no, and the rebound of Dalton Knippelmeyer. He'll get the ball away to Chase Van Winkle with 30 seconds to go. It's a 61-21 Irish advantage. Out top of the basketball, Van Winkle down in the right corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse now out on the left side, and a two-pointer up and no good by Zach Hawley. And the ball goes out of bounds. 10 seconds to go. Sagahart's going to finish with 61. Johnson Brock lost the ball. They're going to finish the game with 21. 61-21, your final score. The Irish get the win. Their 15th win of the year to put them 10 games above 500. Johnson Brock drops to 13-7. The Irish advance to the Pioneer Conference Championship on Saturday night. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back and wrap up the score in this one on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dance Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dance Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dance Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hoppe Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppe Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
In the game here in the boys' semifinal, the Pioneer Conference, Fall City Sacred Heart, picking up their 15th win of the year over Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart now 15-5, Johnson Brock 13-7 on the year. The Eagles had a tough time getting the ball to go through the hoop today. 7 points for Sloan Pelican, 5 for Caleb Fossenbarger. Jalen Behrens had 4, 3 for Leighton Behrens, and 2 for Camden Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. For the Irish, they are led by Evan Keithley, 27 points for the junior today. For the Irish, he had 7 three-pointers in the game. Jacob Jordan had 9, a dozen for Jake Freshel, 4 for Jack Stice, 2 for Joe Simon, 2 for Zach Keithley, and 5 for Brogan Knockle for the Irish total of 61. They will play in the championship Saturday night against either Lord Central Catholic or Tri-County. That game will be played here later tonight at 7:30 in Humboldt. On the girls' side, Sacred Heart wins today. Final in that one. Sacred Heart running past Del Odell 60-41. At one point, the Irish had a 37-point lead in that ball game. Leading the way for the Irish today was Jessica Wurtenberger with 16. A dozen in the game for Rachel Magdans in the contest, all in the first half. Miley Weirs had 21 for Dylan O'Dell, but she had a dozen of those in the fourth quarter after the Irish had put all of their subs into the ball game. Dylan O'Dell now 11-6. Sacred Heart 18-3. We'll have the Irish girls in the championship game on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have the Johnson Brock boys playing for third on Saturday. That game will be at 4:30, and Sacred Heart boys playing for the championship coming up on Saturday from Humboldt. That's going to wrap it up from here for today. The other two final semifinals we won't have over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3 tonight. That tip-off coming up, I believe, at 7 o'clock or 7:30. I forget which it is, but it'll be the Auburn Bulldog boys taking on Johnson County Central. Randy Gatula will have that call on Sunny 101.3. For Aaron Williams, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.